The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Mechaber Sefer Gvul Rishonim on Erevin, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For halachic wills and estates, or other inyana Yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Erevin Daf Mem Aleph. Mishahatziu Nochrim, the Mishnah starts off, beginning of the fourth parak of Erevin, Son Nochrim, Goyim, took him out, Baruch Ro, that means that he lost his mind, and he caused him to go out of his tchum, Einloi Elodal Amos, he only gets 4 Amos. Mishnah tells us the halacha, and let's backtrack to the basic halachas of tchum Shabbos. Every person in the beginning of Shabbos gets Dal Amos, they have 4 Amos, the way they're Mop Haskins, they have 4 Amos in each direction from them, which is considered their Mokum Shvisa, the place where they rested, the place where they started off and spent the Shabbos. Outside of the Dal Amos that a person has, the 4 Amos a person has in each direction, he gets 2,000 Amos of Tchum Shabbos. 2,000 Amos that he's allowed to walk to the east, 2,000 to the north, 2,000 to his west, and 2,000 to the south. If somebody starts off Shabbos in the year in a city, we'll describe a city as any place, any area where there are 6 houses, which are from one house to the next, less than 70 and 2/3 amos, going with the sheer amal of Moshe Feinstein's Atzal, that means that from one house to the next, there's less than 125 feet from the first house to the second, and from the second to the third, and so on and so forth. If there are 6 houses connected to each other in such a way that they are close enough to each other, they form an ear, they form a city. Someone who is Shoivis, that means he starts off Shabbos in the city, he gets the whole city. The whole city is considered like his Dal Amos. Once he leaves the city, we first square off the city, and make the city, we treat the city not by its exact shape, but we square it off. That means we draw a line along the easternmost edge of the city, northernmost, westernmost, and southernmost edge of the city. And we make the city into a square or into a rectangle. Then he gets 2,000 amos in each direction. Now, what happens if somebody walked out of the 2,000 amos, which he is allowed to walk on Shabbos? So when he discovers that he has walked out of his Tchum Shabbos, so then he only is allowed Dal Amos. Again, according to the halacha, according to the Psak of the Rama, he is allowed 4 amos each direction from where he finds himself. Now, there is a difference between someone who left Ladas, left Bemezin, intentionally, he was over on the Isser, as opposed to someone who left either through an Einis or Beshegeg, by a mistake, accidentally, he didn't realize, unintentionally, he didn't realize he was leaving the Tchum of Shabbos, that if somebody stepped 1 foot, or rather both of his feet are out of the Tchum, but he has only 1 amma out of the Tchum, so if he left intentionally, he gets his 4 amas, and that is it. Cannot walk any further. 4 amas in each direction. However, the halacha is that if he went out either because of an oinus, that means he was forced to go out, whether by goyim, like in the case of our Mishnah, or in any other case where it was an oinus, it was beyond his control, or even if it was b'shegig, it was unintentional, he did not realize he was walking, he was involved in something which he was thinking about or talking about, someone he was walking with, and he didn't realize that he was stepping out of the Tchum Shabbos, he pasha wasn't aware. Maybe it was Eimer Mutter, maybe he thought that under these circumstances he would be allowed to walk where he walked, and he was mistaken, and he finds out his mistake. If he is less than 4 amos out of his Tchum Shabbos, then he's allowed to go back, since he's allowed 4 amos each direction, he's allowed to take the 4 amos to get back into his Tchum Shabbos. And once he's back in his Tchum Shabbos, we apply the rule of Avlas Tchumen, that the Tchumen connect, that since he has now rejoined with his old Tchum Shabbos, he is now back in his original 2,000 amos, he regains his whole original 2,000 amos. This is because that which he left was not Ladas, was not intentional, and therefore, if he walked less than 4 amos out of his Tchum Shabbos, he can walk the 4 amos back into his Tchum Shabbos and regain his whole 2,000 amos. Now, let's say he walked more than 4 amos out of his Tchum Shabbos, then he is stuck, he can only go 4 amos in each direction. And this is even if that which he left the Tchum was unintentional, or if it was even forced. Now, let's say the Goyim, or the whatever the Oynus was that caused him to leave the Tchum Shabbos, let's say they bring him into Ir HaCheres, into another city, or they put him into Dir or Sayar. That means they put him into any room, they put him into a closed-in and closed room. So here, it says, the halacha is, that if he left the Tchum Shlel Das, that means that he was forcibly removed from his Tchum, or, as we said before, it was a Shegeg, it was unintentional, it was inadvertent that he left his Tchum, and he did not purposely decide, hey, now I'm going to go into a different city, now I'm going to go into a different building, but rather, as soon as he found himself, that means he was unintentional, the whole thing was unintentional. He didn't realize where he was going, he left the city that he was in, and now he finds himself in a different city, or he finds himself in a building, somewhere out of his Tchum, and he suddenly realizes, or someone points out to him, that hey, you left the Tchum Shabbos. and it was a case where it's indeed considered a shegeg, it wasn't his fault, it was unintentional, it was inadvertent, or he had reason to believe that he was allowed to do what he was doing. So here the halach is that we paskin, the mahalach is kulo, like Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that he's allowed to walk the whole new city, or the whole new building. Now, this new city that he's in, what are the rules for this city? We said that the city in which he starts off Shabbos, in order for it to be, the whole city to be considered like Dal Amis, as long as there are six houses, it qualifies as a city, and the whole city is considered like Dal Amis, and only after that, the beginning of 2000 Amis for Tchum Shabbos. Now, what is regards to this city that we're talking about now, the Ha'ilichul Le'ir Acheres, the new city in which the person found himself in when he discovered that he was out of the Tchum Shabbos, or when the Goyim let go of him, and now he was free to go where he wants to go, or to not go where he doesn't want to go, where Api Halacha he shouldn't be going. What is the Halacha of this city? So Rashi right away tells us in the Mishnah, the Ha'ilichul Le'ir Acheres, the new city in which the person finds himself, it has to be Varehi Mukavas Mechitzis. It has to be surrounded by walls. It has to be Mukav Mechitzis. Even though the original city in which one starts off Shabbos, for it to be considered like Dal Amis, it does not have to be surrounded by walls, it does not have to be fenced in. However, the new city, if one finds himself in a new city now in the middle of Shabbos, and he realizes now they inadvertently left the Tchum Shabbos, that he went farther than he was allowed to go, in order for this whole city to be considered like Dal Amis, and for him to be allowed to walk the entire city, it has to be that the city which is fenced in, which is surrounded by walls. That's what Rashi says. It's important to know that it doesn't have to have, that does not have to have physical fences and physical walls. Rather, if there's an Eruv, there's a kosher Eruv around this city, around this area in which he finds himself, that also qualifies as Mukaf Mechitzis, as a surrounding of walls, and he's allowed to go anywhere which is within the Eruv that he finds himself in now. This is the Shita of Rashi, and this is the Shita of Tosfos Daf Mem Zayin as well, and the Rosh holds like this too. Tosfos on Daf Mem Zayin, and the Rosh in Siman Yud, which is also on Daf Mem Zayin, Tosfos and the Rosh add, that not only does this new place where he finds himself have to be surrounded by walls, in order for it to all be considered like four amnes, and for him to be allowed to walk around the entire area, which is fenced in, also has the Mukav Mechitzis Ladira. There's a halacha. This halacha is generally said in regards to Tilto, in regards to carrying in Shabbos, that if someone in an open area, finds himself in an open area on Shabbos, that is fenced in, let's say it's a field and it's fenced in, so as long as it's fenced in and it is less than the area of Beis Asayim, a saw, Beis Asayim is the area which encompasses two Beis Saw, a Beis HaSayim is 100 Amos by 50 Amos, which squared would be 70 and 2/3 Amos, approximately by 70 and 2/3 Amos. If one finds himself in an area that is less than 70 and 2/3 Amos by 70 and 2/3 Amos, and is fenced in, he may carry in this entire area. Going with the share of Ramesh Feinstein, as we mentioned before, this means that an area which is fenced in, which is less than 125 feet by 125 feet, one may carry there, and does not make a difference why the fences were put there, as long as it's fenced in. However, if the area is bigger than the Beis HaSayim, that means it's bigger than 70 square amas, it's bigger than 125 feet by 125 feet, then one may only carry there if it is mukaf l'dira. That means if the reason why the fences were put there was for dira, for living purposes. That means it was put there, let's say there's a city there, and they put a wall around the city for the benefit of the city, so then since the heck if the wall is there for the dira, for those living inside the city, so then it is considered, then the wall is considered a good wall, and one may carry inside the walled-in area, the fenced-in area. However, if the fence was not put there for dira reasons, and Mitzvah Shem in a future share on a different block, we'll discuss in more detail what the minimum regulations are in order for an area to be considered hekef mukaf l'dira, the fences are there for dira purposes. However, if the wall is not there for dira purposes, then one may not carry there. And here, Tosfos and the Rosh add, the same applies in regards to our halacha. Now, if one inadvertently left the Tchum Shabbos and he finds himself in a fenced-in area, if the area is larger than 70 square amos, that means if it's larger than 125 by 125 feet, then it must be that the fence was put there for dira purposes. It must be hukka for dira, for living reasons. However, if the area, even if it has a fence, it's not there for dira reasons, for living purposes, to protect the living area, then it does not help us if there's a fence there, and we may still only walk Dal Amos for Amos. Now, there are some Rishonim who are chiluk on the Shita of Rashi and Tosfos and the Rosh, primarily the Ramban. The Ramban over here on Ardaf and Daf Nalal from the Beit, he's chiluk on Rashi, and he says that the same way when you start off Shabbos in the Eir in a city, even if it is not fenced in, it's not surrounded by a wall or by an Eruv, still the whole Eir is considered, the whole city is considered like Dal Amos. The same applies when one finds himself, Shalela Das, unintentionally and inadvertently, he finds himself in a different city outside of his Tchum Shabbos, in the middle of Shabbos. The whole city is considered like Dal Amos, even if it's not fenced in. Now there's an in-between Shita, regards to the Shailo. There was a Ruah in Hilchos Erev Shabbos, brings Machlokes between Rabbeinu Yoel and Rabbeinu Ephraim. And the Rabbeinu Yoel was of the opinion that although he at one point wants to say like the Ramban that the city does not have to be fenced in, but even when he does come out, his maskana is the city does have to be, the area does have to be fenced in order for one to gain the benefit of the whole city and for all to be considered like for Amos. He says that if there's a Sarabim crossing through, so usually in regards to an area of the halacha is, this is discussed more in the first two prakim of our Masechta, we already learned that if there's a Sarabim that cuts through the area where there's an Erev, which is fenced in, there's a problem of Asirabim Vatli Mechitzto. That the Rosh Hasharabim, the public street, the Sratia or Paltia, Sratia that cuts through, that breaks down the walls and is considered as if the walls are not there. However, in regards to this halacha of someone who finds himself out of the Tchum on Shabbos, Shloi Ladas, unintentionally, as, even though it does have to be, he does have to find himself in a fenced-in area for it all to be considered like Dalat Amis, for him to be allowed to walk around the whole area. However, a Rosh Hasharabim cutting through would not render the Mechitzas, the fences, invalid, or the Erev string invalid. And therefore, he would still be allowed to walk around the entire area. Now, let's say the goyim place the person, they take him out of his tchum, and they bring him back into his tchum, as long as they bring him back to his original tchum, or someone who left his tchum inadvertently, but still, without thinking about it, or without becoming aware that he has left his tchum Shabbos, he turns around, let's say he's taking a walk, he left the tchum Shabbos by mistake, b'shegeg, unintentionally, and then he finds himself back in the tchum Shabbos, by the time he realizes his mistake, he regains his whole tchum. He gets the entire tchum back. All the halachas that we have just discussed is only one who does not find himself back in his original tchum, but rather in a different city. So then we have just laid down the machlekes rishonim as to what the qualifications of the city are for him to be allowed to walk around the entire city. He does not get a new 2,000 amos. The only question is, when is he allowed to walk around the entire city? However, if he winds up back in his original tchum, and it all happens unintentionally, without purposely walking out of the Tchum Shabbos, or without purposely walking out of the Dal Amos, which he gets when he realizes that he's out of the Tchum Shabbos, and he still finds himself back in the original Tchum Shabbos, then he gets the whole Tchum Shabbos back. Now, what is the halacha in regards to the aforementioned Machlekes Rishonim? So the Torah says that the goyim took a person out of the Tchum, and they placed him into a deer or sar, into a room that's a muk of mechitzah, surrounded by walls. Mahalach is kula, he's allowed to walk around the entire deer or sar. The kimen shemuk of mechitzah, since it has walls, chashav kula gai ba'amas. It's considered all like for amas. Machabrit Shulchan Aruch adds on, the sheet of the Tais in the Rosh, he says, that if going to take a person out of his tchum, and they place him in a deer or sar, in one of these rooms, oy b'ir acheres, a different city, mukeves chayim aladira, which is surrounded by a wall, for dira, for living purposes. And he says, or if one left for any other einus or any other shegig, unintentionally left his tchum, and he finds himself now in the ear in a city which is mukav chayim ladira for living purposes, then he's allowed to walk around the entire city. So the mechaber is passing lechumra, like the shita of Teiz and the Rosh, that one must be in a city which is surrounded by a fence, by a wall, ladira for dira reasons, it qualifies as hukav ladira, in order for him to be allowed to walk around the entire city. That is, if he has left his tchum Shabbos shleil das unintentionally. The Bir Alocha brings down the Shita of the Ramban. He also brings down the Shaila and the Arzarua, that some say that even if it has to be surrounded by fences, but there's Sarabim cutting through, does not present the problem. And then he brings down the Shita of the Ramban and shows that there are some other Rishonim, Rabbi Tam, and other Rishonim will hold like the Ramban, that that any city qualifies, that as long as he finds himself in another qualified city, that city that's considered a city in regards to Erevin that has six houses, so then he gets the entire city. He's even allowed to walk in the Yibur Shalir, the extension of the city, the 70 Yamas around the city. And the Bir Halacha says that even though the Halacha is like the Shulchan Aruch, that only a city which is surrounded by a wall for Dira, one gets the entire city. However, he says that if it's a Shasat Chak, under extenuating circumstances, it could be that one can make it like the Shittas Ramban. Now, there's another Halacha that the Rosh brings, the Shem Ram Rottenberg, that even if one left his city and he left his Tchum, Ladas, unfortunately, he was over on the Isra of Tchum Shabbos, whether he left intentionally, or in a situation that he was considered negligent in his leaving, he had good reason to think that he was not allowed to walk where he walked, and he did not worry about it, and he disregarded the Isra of Tchum Shabbos, and he walked anyway. The halacha is, now normally speaking, he only gets his four amos. And even if he winds up back in his original Tchum Shabbos, he still only gets four amos. However, if he ends up back in his original city, so then he regains the entire city. The whole city is considered like four amos. Now, what is the halacha of this original city that he has to end up back in? Lagave, in regards to the beginning of Shabbos, any city qualifies as four amos. Now that he left the city and left his Tchum Shabbos, unfortunately he did it in a way, he left Tchum Shabbos because of a disregard of the Isser of Tchum Shabbos. It's considered Ladas. He did it intentionally. He did it knowingly, willingly. And now he ended up back in the city. Does any city qualify for this halacha that the whole thing is considered like four Amos and he regains the entire city because he wound up back in his original city? Or is it only a city that's fenced in, just like the halacha that we just learned about someone who ends up in a different city in the case where he went out Shlei Ladas? So the Ramah is of the opinion that the city that he returns to his original city has to be a city that was fenced in, or that has a kosher Erev. However, if it is not fenced in, then it does not qualify, and he's only allowed to walk in the Dal Damas, in which he finds himself once he comes to terms with the fact that he must keep the halachas of Tchum Shabbos. The Bir Halacha brings from the Beis Meir. The Beis Meir finds this to be very schwer, very difficult to understand. And the Beis Meir feels that since originally when he started, the city was considered like four Amos, even if it wasn't fenced in, and now he found himself back in the original city. The original city is considered like four Amos, regardless of whether there's a fence or an Erev around the city. That is the opinion of the Beis Meir. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't say that we pass like this by halacha, but this definitely could be taken into consideration. So, in summation, let's discuss a practical example. Someone is in the mountains in the summer, and he's staying in a fenced-in bungalow colony or camp. It's fenced in because it has Erev around the bungalow colony or the camp, and he takes a walk on Shabbos. And he knew there was a limit how far to go, and he was walking with his friend, and they were deep in conversation, or he was walking with deep in thought, and inadvertently he leaves the Tchum Shabbos, so now he's only allowed to walk 4 Amos from where he finds himself. If these 4 Amos get him straight back into his original Tchum Shabbos, he regains his whole Tchum Shabbos. If he finds himself in another city, which has an Erev around it, or in a building, he finds himself inside a building, in which one would be allowed to carry, the same applies in regards to walking. He's allowed to walk around the entire building, or around the entire city, which has an Erev around it. If he finds himself in a city, which does not have a fence or an Erev around it, so then he's only allowed to walk for Amos, except under extenuating circumstances, the Bir Halacha seems to be willing to be Mekel, that he can walk around the entire city. Let's say, without realizing what he did, he came all the way back to the original place where he started. Well, if he came back into his original Tchum, that is enough that he is now allowed to walk anywhere within the Tchum. Now, let's discuss a case where one was aware of the Issur of Tchum Shabbos and he was negligent, he didn't care, he didn't bother him at the Issur of Tchum Shabbos, he didn't pay attention purposely, and he walked farther than he was allowed to walk. Then he is certainly, once he realizes his mistake, he realizes the Aveira that he has done, he's only allowed to walk 4 Amos. If he finds himself, by the time he comes to terms with this fact, he finds himself back in the original city where he started. Well, if he was coming in, starting off from a camp or a bungalow colony which had an Erev, it's Mukav Machitz Ladira, he is now allowed to walk anywhere. He can now walk anywhere inside this camp or a bungalow colony. However, if he was coming from a town which does not have an Erev around it, and now he winds up back in this town, he would only be allowed to walk in this for Amos, except under extenuating circumstances, he would certainly have the Kula that the Bir Halacha brings from the Ramban in the aforementioned Halacha of a different town by someone who left Shlei Ladas. Here, we can add on the sheet of the Beis Meir, who's of the opinion that when one returns to his original town, he's always allowed the entire town, even though the Ramah and Paskin is not like this. However, if there are difficult and extenuating circumstances, we could be setting up on the sheet of the Ramban, and in this case, we can add on the Beis Meir, and he would be allowed to walk anywhere in the town.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.